text. Thanksgiving. Turkey. Mashed potatoes. Gravy. Stuffing. Cranberries. Rolls. And of course, pumpkin pie. It brings tears to my eyes. Thanksgiving also may evoke memories of football games. I can recall the days in which only the Lions, the Detroit Lions, had a Thanksgiving game. And now we have games starting at 12:30, 4:30, and 8:30, not that I'm counting. Thanksgiving, indeed, the whole season leading up to Christmas, it may also prompt us to recall family members who have since gone to the kingdom. Maybe it was or is the memory of Uncle Jack, who had a bit too much pre-dinner bourbon and fell asleep in the mashed potatoes on his plate. Or there was Grandma Susie, who shared her secret to the best sweet potato pie ever when we were young. Then, of course, there was that Thanksgiving when our wealthy Aunt Millie brought a guest to Thanksgiving, a handsome young man, 30 years younger, perhaps with substantial debts, or at least Grandpa Paul might have thought. So what are we thankful on this day for a grateful people or a generous people? And in the midst of that feeling of gratitude, let us always recall and remember the amazing opportunity we have every day, every weekend, to encounter our Lord in the Eucharist. For as you know, the word itself, Eucharist, is derived from the Greek meaning thanksgiving. It is in and through our celebration of the Eucharist that we have a chance to celebrate the gratitude and the joy and the hope which Jesus forms in our heart for the gift of salvation. And as a priest, it is a humbling privilege and a source of profound gratitude for me, beyond all description, to join with you in the Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith, the faith which saves us. So what are you especially thankful for this year? Let me offer this starter. I have used this ditty many times before on Thanksgiving because I think it speaks to people. And as you know, it is written by a saint, Saint Anne of Landers. Every day Thanksgiving, even though I clutch my blanket and growl when the alarm rings each morning, thank you, Lord, that I can hear. There are many who are deaf. Even though I keep my eyes tightly closed against the morning light as long as possible, thank you, Lord, I can see. There are many who are blind. Even though I huddle in my bed and put off the effort of rising, thank you, Lord, that I have the strength to rise. There are many who are bedridden. And even though the first hour of my day is hectic, when socks are lost and toast is burned and tempers are short, thank you, Lord, for my family. There are many who are lonely. And even though our breakfast table never looks like the pictures in magazines, and the menus are at times unbalanced, thank you, Lord, for the food we have, there are many who are hungry. And even though the routine of my job is often monotonous, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to work. There are many who have no job. And even though I grumble and I moan from day to day and wish my circumstances were not so modest, thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. And whether that source of gratitude is large or small, let us on this day speak it out loud. Speak it out loud. And share it with others. For people who are blessed are always thankful. And a thankful people share their blessings with others, just as you did in the recent Thanksgiving collection drive, which was an overwhelming source of blessing for so many. And I say, O Lord, thank you for this parish, for blessing me and for making me humble. For you know what? God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. We come before God our Father with the prayers of our hearts, confident of his loving promise to hear and answer them.
For the church, that Pope Francis, bishops, priests, deacons, and religious may be blessed for their faithfulness and strengthened for their mission. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government officials, that God may grant them guidance for leading their people to peace and unity. Let us pray to the Lord.